This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Here's what passes for good news for U.S. automakers these days. In May, both Ford and General Motors reported their smallest declines in sales against last year's levels in months. Ford sales were 24% down from May 2008. GM was 30% off last year's pace. Chrysler's year-to-year decline for May was larger, 47%.
In other auto news, GM announced late today that a Chinese heavy machinery company based in Sichuan Province plans to buy GM's Hummer brand. That's one of the divisions the automaker has been eager to sell. We spoke with GM's leader this morning before that buyer had been identified.
Fritz Henderson is the CEO of General Motors. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Yesterday, you were speaking of a new GM. You yourself have been a GM or GMAC for the past 25 years. Where have you learned a corporate culture that's any different from the old GM?
Well, I've had the benefit of working for General Motors everywhere around the globe virtually. I've run our businesses in the various different regions. I've lived in Brazil, worked in Latin America, Africa, Middle East, Europe, Asia. So I've had the ability, I guess, within a firm to experience multiple cultures, and I think that's a pretty substantial benefit to me, I think, in terms of understanding how different businesses can be run.
Not a single business culture that has governed GM all these years?
The culture of GM, it's interesting, having, again, worked in all the different parts of General Motors, there are common threads, things like integrity, what our people stand for. There are common threads to the GM culture, but there are distinct differences based on the operations, and there always have been.
In this country, GM is currently selling, I guess, something around 20% of the new cars in an economy that's so bad that people are only buying at the rate of, I guess, 8 or 9 million new vehicles a year?
We do sell 1 in 5 cars in general in the United States, and the market has been running at about 9.5 to 9.6 million unit annualized rate, if you will.
Let's say that the market recovers not up to where it was headed, up toward 16 million vehicles, but say 12 million new vehicles a year. Can GM survive and be profitable at one-fifth of that?
The answer is yes. We are structuring the business to lower our break-even level here in North America to a U.S. market about 10 million units, and this would be measured on an EBIT basis, earnings before interest and taxes. Given the deleveraging of our balance sheet, we'll have a fairly modest interest burden for the company. And so the objective is, at a 12 million unit market, to be able to operate at better than break even and generate a small profit, and obviously significantly reduce the amount of cash burn that we've experienced over the last several years.
Let me ask about the Chevy Volt, the plug-in electric car that's really only, it's a little more than a year away from launch now. It's touted in some quarters as GM's iPod, the product that can turn a whole company around. How much will the Chevy Volt cost when people get a chance to buy one?
Well, first of all, no single product can turn General Motors around. Every one of our products has to succeed for us to win. But let's talk about that. That's always been my philosophy, and it continues, to this day. Mm-hmm. I think a Volt is as much about a demonstration of what General Motors men and women are capable of doing. I remember when it was first announced, there was widespread disbelief that lithium-ion batteries could be the technology. Now, lithium-ion batteries are viewed as quite a capable technology. There were a lot of skeptics, but I think we will prove that the vehicle works, can deliver what the consumer is looking for, and just be a technological statement for General Motors. In terms of cost, it's first-generation cost, which generally is quite high. And so the objective of any first-generation program is to get learnings to get to the second generation.
But first-generation quite high. Does that mean that you're going to market this plug-in car that needs virtually no gasoline or hardly any for $40,000? Can you get it down to $30,000? Your predecessor, Rick Wagoner, told me at the auto show that he couldn't get it down to $30,000 without serious government subsidy.
Well, let me just start. First of all, the cost, Rick's talked about $40,000. Bob Lutz, we've talked about it in that range. There is a $7,500 tax credit that's available for that car, not just for our car, but for other cars in that category. So, I mean, that would help defray the cost to the consumer. In the end, when we launch the vehicle, we'll launch the vehicle properly. We'll price it properly. But the cost of the vehicle is relatively high. But nonetheless, as we said, we knew that going in. This is not a surprise to us. And our objective is to actually get the learnings and get to the second generation.
But is it a car that's going to hit the market competitive with, say, a Prius, a successful energy-saving car by cost? Or is it going to be a choice you make if you're not going to buy a Lexus this year?
Well, the... Well, first of all, it's a Chevrolet Volt. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, in that sense, what we've chosen to do is put our foremost technology into our broadest, deepest, and most important volume brand. So I think that's why we chose Chevrolet to launch the vehicle. I think the key here is obviously get the vehicle launched, prove ourselves. There is a, you know, there is a broad category and a broad following for the vehicle that we expect to be able to be the first buyers of the vehicle, and we'll have to see.
I'm just curious, finally, since GM has been hit both by a very dire recession that has hurt every car maker. On the other hand, GM has also gone from a majority of the cars sold in the U.S. to about a fifth of them, and almost the same time that you've been working for the company over that time. How do you, in your mind, balance the what's happened here and what led to Chapter 11 between factors in the American economy that have been bad news for a big old company with a big labor contract and things unique to the way the GM has managed its position in the U.S. car market?
Well, I've had 25 years in the company working, and I've spent time working in staffs and GMAC, again, all over the world. So I've had the benefit of that experience and seeing what's happened in different markets, seeing volatility, and then obviously experiencing what we've experienced in the last 2 years here in the U.S. No one would have ever foreseen a U.S. market, for example, running at 9.5 million units. Certainly was never in our planning horizon, nor anybody else's that I could see. So, I think
we did see GM, though, losing share of the market as it was.
Yeah. I would say a couple things. One, we've made mistakes. There's no question we've made mistakes. We need to learn from those mistakes, and we will. I think we have our products are the best they've ever been, and we're going to be a company that's focused around the customer.
Well, thanks a lot for talking with us today.
My pleasure.
That's Fritz Henderson, who is the CEO of General Motors. He spoke to us from New York.